Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth Mandisa there, the voice of a savior, and it is a sweet voice indeed.
Mm-hmm. Your gloves are where?
I think they're in my car.
No, that was my response to Mercy. Story time. Mercy had an ordeal. Fun ordeal.
Oh.
So she was at recess, and she'd forgotten her gloves. She didn't bring them to school.
Okay.
So the teacher said, oh, I have an extra pair. You can take these. They're out there. And these other kids are tossing they're playing a game. Throw the gloves up in the air and see how far you can throw them. So everyone's throwing their gloves. They're throwing their gloves. And then one of Mercy's lands on the top of a light post. And they're all looking at it like, She's like, they're not even mine. Like, okay, we'll try to get them down. So they all throw their gloves at the top of the light post until a second glove gets stuck. And it's Mercy's other one. So both of her gloves are on top of the light. And then
Which are not hers.
And that's when the kids are like, okay, this isn't working. We're just going to go tell the teacher. And they go in and say, so we got Mercy's, your gloves, stuck on top of the light post. And I love what the teacher did. She said, okay, here's what you're all going to have to do. You're going to sit down. We're going to write a nice note to the janitor to ask him to please get the gloves down. I love it. I don't know what happened. I don't know the rest of the story here. But, you know, teaching grown-up interaction to kids. When you need something from somebody, sometimes you just need to write a nice note. This is Kinship Radio.